Mark Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's say hello to somebody who knows a hell of a lot about making a space work and making magic out of an open space. The CEO of Lounge Around joins us now, Didi Waleng Friedman. What's happening, Didi?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. Yes, indeed, we do. We create magic. We create experiences. I'm the CEO at Lounge Around. Lounge Around has been around since 2005. When it was first started, you know, it was to complement the industry, the bar industries, hence the word lounging around. If people had had enough to drink and whatever, they were meant to just chillax and lounge around. Yeah, so that's where it all started.
You are in a very interesting relationship with furniture. Mm-hmm. How would you describe your relationship with furniture and making a space work if hypothetically on Facebook the two of you were involved?
All right. I'm totally in love with furniture, all types of furniture. We, like I said, we create magic. We create an experience. So I always say without furniture, a function or an event is not complete. So we bring in from your cocktailing furniture, your dining furniture, your lounging furniture, your cafe furniture, all types of furniture to make that function or that event or even weddings just complete.
Let's talk about some of the big events that you have to walk into the space and figure out what's best. For you, as you look back on, you know, all these years over at Lounge Around, what events really pop to mind in terms of getting it right?
You know what? As you know, in time, one does get to perfect the skill or the art that you're in. But I would say over the years, the 2016 Durban July has just been the most amazing, most accomplished event we've ever done because we had to seat over 8,000 people.
8,000?
Exactly. Yeah, we did some of the best marquees. I'm not going to mention the names, but we did some of the best marquees. And this was in my sister company, Move Exhibition. So we provided the furniture for Move, and Move put the whole thing together.
Wow.
Yeah, 8,000 bums were seated at the Durban July 2016.
Tell me about the run-up and then the actual day of something like that. I mean, does the phone just not stop?
All right. Well, with this particular one, you know, it takes months of preparation. And as is in this industry, you know, our clients are always last-minute type of, you know, last-minute, you know, Didi, I need an extra 10 couches. And then I have to go out, make sure they get manufactured, etc. But it's really, really intense, yet fun. And the adrenaline just keeps going. So what happened was this, the guys had to go, they left on the Monday before the function just for setup. That's how long setup takes to do this. And obviously the deco is the last bit. And that took about a day to get right. And the night before the Durban July, we were ready, all set up and ready. And that was, we're talking about over 10, haulers. I forgot the exact size of those haulers, but those massive horse and trailer trucks. We had to ship 10 down to Durban.
Jeez.
That's how big it was. And yeah, over 80 staff helping us.
Talk to me about this as a creative outlet for you. I mean, do you feel like your creative side is fully engaged by what you do over at Lounge Around?
Yes, it is. And, you know, quite honestly, I'm not super creative, but I do have an amazing team. My husband is the creative energy at Lounge Around, and he really, really is incredible. He knows that the trends, the upcoming trends, the current trends, and he keeps abreast of all those. And he's also the one that heads the manufacturing side of it, because we also manufacture most of our furniture. So like you said, you know, creativity is key, and I really need to give props to Mark. Hey Poopsie, he does. He, when it comes to creativity and style and that, he heads up that side, and he really is a head, if I may say so.
Well, what does your own home look like? What what furniture do you have there? Do you take that very seriously, or are you just overlooking at couches?
No, I really, really don't. And once again, even back at at home, he's the one that that furnishes the home.
Yeah.
Yes, I just rock up, and everything needs to look good and be in place and look stylish and luxe, so to speak.
What is it for you? And you've been to thousands of events in your lifetime. I mean, it's a nightly thing for you, whether you're running them or just attending them, whatever it is.
Even daily.
Daily.
It really is. I mean, on an average day, we look, just on average day when it's not busy, you're looking at about 5 functions.
Jeez.
Yeah. And okay, obviously I can't attend all of them, hence the teamwork.
What is it that makes the great function, though?
The furniture, once again. You know what? Functions are themed. Generally, functions are themed. And being in the events and furniture industry, we have to know exactly what the client is looking for. And, you know, sometimes, interesting enough, clients come through and they don't have an idea of they have like a small idea, but they don't know quite exactly what they want the end product to be. And that's where, like I said, the creative comes in, the creative team comes in, and we give them mood boards, the different styles of couches, the different colors, the different textures, etc. We put everything together for them, including decor, and then we give them the story, and we're able to deliver on what we give them because we've got all of these pieces in our warehouse. We've got over 6,000 square meters of just furniture and decor items. So, we really are able to create whatever feel, whatever theme, from rustic to sophisticated to fun, we're able to create.
What is it that you want people to take away from you and what you do and how you've lived your life and the different achievements that you've been involved in and the different things that you've done? What's the big lesson out of your story?
Sure, the biggest lesson is just perseverance. Hey, I mean, over the years, the different industries I've been in, the different businesses I've been in, the biggest thing is just perseverance. And it's okay to fail. You will fail and you need to get up, fluff yourself up, so to speak, and get on with it because no one sympathizes with you and it doesn't help to have an overextended pity party over your losses and over your mishaps in life. Persevere and work hard and it pays off. It really, really does.
I dig it. What a great story. What a great company. That's Didi Welling-Friedman there, the CEO of Lounge Around. To connect with Lounge Around, it's so easy. loungearound.co.za. They're on Facebook. It's Lounge Around JHB. On Instagram, there must be a cool Instagram account. loungearound_SA. And of course, you can email them sales@loungearound.co.za. They will take an open, empty, horrible, barren looking space and turn it into a wonderland.
Absolutely. Yes, we will. We will.
Didi, thank you so much for stopping by.
Awesome. Thank you. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.